Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae has put millions back into the hands of Mississippi citizens, expanding the state's affordable college and career savings program and also returning record amounts of unclaimed money. Check out how Treasurer David McRae's office can help you, your business, or your organization. Treasury.ms.gov.
I'm Steve Azar, and I'm on the other side of the microphone, meaning I'm asking the questions this time, and oh, have mercy for the airwaves. I spent 20 years in Music City, wrote and made some hits, traveled the world, and then moved my family back to the birthplace of American music and where the magnolia trees prosper. And now every time I put my feet on Mississippi soil, when I'm off the road, well, I'm at peace. On this show, it's all about hearing the stories straight from the mouths of the friends I've made along the way, their journey to success. Heck, there might be someone on, I don't even know, but you know how us Mississippi types are. We tend to take well to new company. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them. I'm Steve Azar.
It's just like that muddy river, moving slow. In no words, it's how life goes, baby. In a Mississippi Minute. That's right.
Welcome, folks, to In a Mississippi Minute. I'm Steve Azar. Thanks for tuning in. As always, go to visitmississippi.org to find out all the very cool things you can do. It's like rock star stuff right here in our glorious state. Well, when your pals and frat brothers nickname you Hollywood, that shoe has to fit. And that name definitely has merit with today's guest. As we met years ago at the Frank Sinatra charity event, first thing I thought of was, is that Chevy Chase? And as the week went along, we found ourselves engaged in conversation that was, you know, conversation that only good friends would have. His story is one of miraculous, as he is a walking hallelujah miracle. Even MS couldn't kill his spirit or stop him or even redefine him. And I'm telling you, that spirit pours through his skin like sweat does on a hot August day in Mississippi. Speaking of Mississippi, let's get to it right here in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, as always, and introducing my pal, Billy Wood. What's up, Billy?
Well, good morning, Steve, and thank you very much for having me and your kind and generous compliments. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you for joining me.
I have MS, and I didn't allow it to change me, it didn't change me that I know of. I was raised by a very optimistic and forward-thinking father and mother, but my father in particular, was very adaptable. You know, when I was diagnosed, the doctor said, there's basically three ways you can react. You can start doing things you've never done before in your life and, be all kinds of crazy and wild. Or you can become reclusive and withdraw and hide from everybody. Or you can continue to be who you are. And I'm fortunate that I took the opportunity to continue to be who I was or who I was comfortable with. Mm-hmm. I meet, a lot of people and fortunate enough to have met you. But I go back to reunions, high school and college and this, that, and the other thing. And one of the things that people tell me is they say, you never changed. Mm-hmm. And it may sound kind of cute, but I just say, well, I liked me the way I was.
It's a good song title. I like me the way I was. I mean, that's a pretty good song title there. That's pretty good. Don't forget that. We'll write it when we see each other. I'm talking to Billy Wood. Billy, when you told me your story, I think my mouth was wide open because I just couldn't believe it. And the benefit of me being on this show and given a song of mine, which originally was The Thought, this is how simple this was I love all my songs to have a home, and like you want to watch your song grow up and go do something rather than just sit there, right? You want the world, in some way, in capacity, somebody to hear it. And in my situation, I need more than one person hearing it to continue to make a career out of it. But, and I've been blessed. But in A Mississippi Minute was the thought process song that's been on, was on my Indianola record. It's been on a couple records now. And I just tell you that when I get the opportunity to listen to folks' stories, and some of them are just, they're mind-boggling to me. Like, I just can't believe it. And so I'm excited about you telling my listeners what you told me with first time, because you were stricken to a wheelchair. You were, you know, for a while. And then all of a sudden you just got up like Moses parting the Red Sea, you know, or Jesus showing up and just going like, you know, you're not blind anymore. You know, I mean, it was that kind of feeling I got. And those stories to me are just the greatest. And I know they belong here on earth, but they only belong to the select few, and you've been chosen. So before we get to all that, I want to dig back into your growing up years. How you get the name Hollywood, I get it, because I saw it. But for just take me back growing up. You know, you grew up on the East Coast, you live on the West Coast. You know, as a kid, the Wonder Years, you know, what was it like for you?
Well, I grew up in Connecticut, you know, New England, very conservative, but I always saw something else. You know, and God bless my mother, you know, she had an eye for fashion. So, you know, I would dress, she would pick out clothes and I would buy clothes. And anyway, I always dressed for events, or I dressed for class, or I dressed for, now I was wearing cufflinks in high school.
Come on. Are you serious?
No, I and a tie, you know.
I love it. I love it.
But when somewhere in college, you know, we'd go to these events and I'd have the sport coat on and the polka dot tie and, you know, the plaid pants and, you know. And one of my dear fraternity brothers, you know, who I'm very much in touch with today, he says, I went in someplace, he says, here comes Hollywood, you know. And, he was an accounting major. So it's time now, we're in our senior year, and he says, listen, we've got job interviews. I got a job interview. You've got to take me out shopping, you know.
Yeah, you were everybody's fashion coordinator at this point.
I want to look the part, you know. So I take him to one of the men's shops in Hartford, Connecticut, you know, and he felt like $1 million when he walked in for his interview. He got the job, by the way.
I love it.
But that was sort of it, and I got hooked on Johnny Carson in college. We didn't, you know, we weren't up late at night when we were living at home. I watched Johnny Carson. I flunked out of college the first semester because
of Johnny.
He went off at 1 o'clock in the morning and my first class was at 8 a.m. You know? Cause it was an hour and a half show then, you know, it was 1:30. It was 11 to, you know, wasn't it 11 to 1:30 or, well, It was an hour and a half show.
Yeah, it's funny that my son and I were talking about it. The East Coast gets the short end of the stick a lot of times when it comes to when shows, big sporting events like March Madness Championship Game is aired. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah, and you know, that was the last semester I had 8 o'clock classes, I can assure you.
Yeah,
but I went to summer school to make up for it.
You sound like me. Oh, man. You know, I chose some things I probably should have been studying a little bit more and taking tests rather than, you know, I got hooked on things like General Hospital and Luke and Laura and all that. When they were gonna see each other again. And I mean, I missed an organic chemistry lab test because that was the day. I mean, my listeners right now are going, are you kidding me? You know, when I went to Delta State, the first thing I did was walk in the chapter room with all these cool guys, right? You're all your fraternity brothers that you just joined the fraternity. And I walk in, and they were all about sports and all that, so it was a perfect fit for me. I was excited. And they're in there at lunch at noon, and they're all just locked into like Days of Our Lives or All My Children. I'm like, what is going on here? What is wrong with y'all? You know what I mean? Like I said, what are you kidding? Next thing you know, I'm sitting there with them, and it's amazing. It's like a drug that's like no other drug in the world. You just watch one episode, you know at least the last 2 years of what's been going on, so you're already caught up, you know. And then
you're
locked in.
You can never fall behind.
Then you're hooked.
You can't fall behind.
No, you can't fall behind. I love it. Well, clothing has always been something that I've always dug. I used to go shopping all the time. I used to love it. And then when I had my record deal for a while with Universal, I finally got told by my publicist, Steve, I know you've been picking your own clothes out because I can tell, you know, but it's time to get somebody else to just sort of give you something, a fresher look at things. And a lot of those, and I wasn't happy about it because I felt pretty good about my shopping expertise, especially for me. I wanted to be real and match who I am. I didn't want to overthink it. But sometimes in life, and especially, I guess, when you're on stage, you're going for a job interview, like you said, you have to step your game up a little bit. So I learned a lot from having someone that was actually very, very good at it, and it gave me a new perspective. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Well, speaking of perspective, we've already ran out of our first segment in the Mississippi Minute. That's how fast it goes with me and you. You actually get me talking about things I would never talk about. So I appreciate that with Billy Wood, my dear friend from, he's in Palm Springs, California now. Are you in Palm Springs? Is that right?
Well, right now, my wife and I live in Lafayette, California, up in Northern California.
That's right.
I'm headed to Palm Springs next week.
Well, there we go. And we're going to see each other. We're in a Mississippi Minute. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, as always. Go to visitmississippi.org. That's your next getaway. Trust me. I'm Steve Azar. We'll be right back.
What are the kids singing about?
You know that game Whack-A-Mole?
Yeah.
Well, the kids think the car tires are like the mallet, and those awful potholes are...
Oh, I get it. That's kind of cute.
Really, Mom? Tell that to my wheels and tires. Ugh.
Here in Central Mississippi, our roads are loaded with potholes. That's bad news for your wheels and tires. Stop by the Tire Depot for fast service or new tires. Tire Depot at the Reservoir in Brandon and Terry Road in Byram.
Are you turning 65? Humana can provide answers to your Medicare questions, including, what are my Medicare plan options? Which Medicare plan is right for me? And how do I choose a Medicare plan? Listening, learning, and providing whole health support that meets you where you are. That's what we call human care. To learn more, call 601-605-5130 to speak to your local Humana sales agent.
This is Allison Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated. Located in Gluckstadt, just south of Germantown High, Calloway's has everything you need to make your yard and garden beautiful, from trees, shrubs, and color plants to bulk soils for delivery and pickup. Calloway's has special pricing on outdoor patio furniture with all the new 2021 collections in stock and arriving. Our farmers market is open, full of fresh fruits, vegetables, and local honey, and the best tomatoes in town. Calloway's will have farm fresh produce 7 days a week. Calloway's offers bulk soils for delivery and pickup. We also offer landscaping, and our designers Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle can design and install your landscape. From a small job to total transformations, just give us a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Visit Calloway's in Gluckstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Everything for home and garden, that's what Calloway's is.
Tired of being gone from home all week? If so, Union Corrugating has an immediate need for Class A CDL drivers in the Vicksburg area. Competitive pay, paid time off, 401k match, plus medical and dental benefits. Right now, there's a $5,000 sign-on bonus to all Class A CDL drivers that join our team. Call 1-888-661-0577 or visit Indeed.com. Union Corrugating, a leading manufacturer of metal roofing, an equal opportunity employer.
If you're about to start a project or remodel with wood, you need to think Miller Lumber in Richland. Since 1953, we've built a solid reputation of supplying quality wood at a lower price, like Western Red Cedar and Cypress Lumber, as well as a wide variety of patterns in pine, cedar, and cypress. Shop Miller Lumber for the best price new pine flooring and treated lumber in town. Miller Lumber, 551 Old Highway 49 South in Richland. Visit MillerLumberSales.com, 601-936-7099.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm in a hurry, one hell of a hurry.
As we roll down a Mississippi Minute, talking to parts up in Northern California, Billy Wood, my guest, a survivor of MS that he got many moons ago. And I do want to dig into the finding out when you got it, how you felt, Billy. You are in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, as always, and visit Mississippi.org is the destination for you. Check it out, please, folks. Trust me. So many wonderful things to do that are right here. And we're talking to California. There's some cool things to do there as well, including if your host is Billy Wood. All right, Billy, take me through. You get out of college. The world is your oyster. You're dressing like a zillion dollars like you always have. You can't be stopped. Take me through your first job and all this. And then, because like Clay Walker, he developed MS at 26. So he was young, you know, when things started.
He was.
So tell me your journey through this.
I'm sitting with the vice president of the company, and he says, "Well, we've decided we know where you're going." He says, you're going to Los Angeles." Well, I did cartwheels down the hallway, you know, because I've been watching Carson. Everything's Hollywood, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll be a son of a gun. It was like I was born a displaced Californian, being born in New York. Got to California, worked in the bearing industry. It was fabulous. Everywhere I went, I tried to create a memory so that I could go back again and people would remember me. And I was supposed to be in sales. I try to tell people I never sold anything. I had a lot of people buy stuff from me, but I was never good enough to sell anything. But I made a career out of it for over 30 years. So, and then I get an opportunity to go to San Francisco to take over the office in San Francisco. And my wife and my son and I, you know, our son is born in 79. We're still in Southern California. We moved to Northern California. And I start to develop a vision problem. You know, all of a sudden I can see in my left eye, I can see in the center. And then all around the edge of the vision is blurry. And I said, something's not right. I asked my boss at the time, and he suggested I go to this ophthalmologist. And let me tell you, and I'll quote my father here, and I'll quote him probably a couple of times, but a good ophthalmologist can look into your eyes and tell you what you had for breakfast, okay? Everything they see everything when they look at that eye. And he said, he says, you've got optic neuritis. And I said, well, what causes that? And he said, there's three things. He said, either a brain tumor, MS, or stress. Mm. And I thought to myself, I said, well, I don't believe I have any stress. I certainly don't want a brain tumor. I said, I'll take MS. Mm. And son of a gun, you know. We started a bunch of tests. He referred me to a neurologist. They did every kind of test you can imagine. I had to travel 60 miles to get an MRI. Now, listen, I'm living in Northern California, in San Francisco, you know, high tech. That's how long ago it was. It was 1983. Not every hospital or every doctor had an MRI.
Surprising that San Francisco didn't, you know?
Exactly. So I actually had to go down to San Jose.
Wow.
So anyway, that started the process. And the symptoms varied. I mean, first it was the eyesight. I took some prednisone. It was tablets, pills, and did that. And, you know, sure enough, you know, the eye cleared up. The prednisone, what that does is suppresses the immune system. And if I had to describe to the layman MS, if anybody's ever seen that bundle of gray wires that the telephone company has, when they peel back the shell on the big gray wire, there's like 100 gray there's 100 other colored wires in there.
Right.
The insulation on the nerve, the myelin on the nerve in the human body, attacks itself, deteriorates. It's like taking the insulation off of the wires inside the big package, and the wires start to touch. So the signal to wherever you want to send it, the toes, the eyes, the ears, wherever, doesn't go through properly. Hmm. It either stutters, okay, you stumble, you fall. It's a delayed, you know, it doesn't conduct it properly, the signal, the impulse, and it gets short-circuited.
Hmm.
Then the healing process goes on with the nerve and the scar occurs. That's the sclerosis, is the scar. And so this goes on throughout the body, in my body, you know, and those diagnosed with MS, in various parts of the body. It could be in the spinal cord, it could be anywhere. So the prednisone took care of that. And then 6-8 months later, a year later, I don't recall exactly, my right foot started to drop. My toe dropped. You know, my foot was dragging. And I went in, and then they suggested I do what was called a Solumedrol, or I believe it's AZTH, but it's a steroid, an intravenous steroid. And that was a 5-day deal. You go in such and such a dosage for a day for 5 days in a row. And various bodies handle it. The organs handle it in different ways. So some people can tolerate more of it than others. I was fortunate that I could tolerate it. And I took the full dose. But it was miraculous, because I would be crawling, almost crawling, to get into the hospital. And on day one, and by day three of the treatment, I'd be walking 3 or 4 flights of stairs.
Okay, so back up a little bit. Put me in some perspective time-wise.
Sure.
How long before, at this point right now where you are in this disease and you're dealing with all this, how long are we into it already?
Well, I started the diagnosis in 83. It was confirmed in 84. I'll say it was 90. You know. It's
okay, so we're 7 years into this thing.
5 years.
5 years. Okay.
Years.
All right.
5 or 6 years, and the real diagnosis came. I was skiing with my son, and I'm coming down the slope, and I could go maybe 100 yards, and my legs would just stop, and I'd fall down, and I'd lay there in the snow for a little while. You know, maybe 5 or 6 minutes or 3 or 4 minutes. I don't even keep track. And then I could get up and I could ski again. And I skied down another, I don't know, 500 yards. And I kept doing this, falling down and getting up and falling down. As my body would rejuvenate or regenerate itself enough to get myself down the hill. And then I put the skis in the car, and then I called the doctor from a payphone at the bottom of the mountain. I called him from a payphone and told him what I was experiencing, and he said, that is conclusive. And
well, why did it take so long to know that? I mean, like,
because the doctors try to rule out everything possible before they tell you exactly what you have.
I got that, Billy, but how come something so definitive as MS it can't be just, oh, there it is? I mean, like, the process, there was no way of doing some sort of sort of test of some type? I'm sitting here talking like I know what I'm talking about, but you know what I mean.
I asked the same question, and I didn't like the answer. He said the only conclusive test we have is an autopsy.
Well, that's not an option, and that's going to carry us into the next break. Blood test is what I was thinking of, but that would that'd be enough for me. Billy, Mississippi, right here. We are the birthplace of American music. I feel like New York or L.A. wouldn't know what to do or tie their shoe making music if it wasn't for where I grew up. And so with that said, would you like to hear in the break in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio? Visit Mississippi.org, folks, is the place to go. Trust me, so many great things. You will. So, Billy Wood, as I get all confusing right now during this part of the telecast, would you like to hear into the break? Let's go Charlie Pride or Howlin' Wolf.
Howlin' Wolf.
Well, there you go. Both of them are in heaven doing their thing. I can promise you that. I knew Charlie pretty dang well, and I miss him so much losing him this year. So thinking about him, but Howlin' Wolf, you're on deck. We'll be right back. I'm Steve Azar in a Mississippi Minute with my pal, Billy Wolf. Hey folks, it's Steve Azar, and my friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
From the SeabrookPaint.com Weather Center, I'm Bob Sullender. For all your paint and coating needs, go to SeabrookPaint.com. Today, partly cloudy, high near 86. Tonight, a 50-50 chance of rain, mostly cloudy, low around 64. Your finally Friday, a 40% chance of rain, high near 74. Friday evening, a 20% chance of showers, low around 56. And for your Saturday, partly sunny, high near 79.
This weather brought to you by No Drip Roofing and Construction. With rain coming, let us show you what the No Drip difference is all about. No Drip Roofing and Construction, online at NoDripMS.com.
Does your body hurt? Have you tried unsuccessful treatments for plantar fasciitis, tennis elbow, shoulder pain, or IT band? Acoustic Wave Treatment Center offers an affordable non-surgical solution through acoustic wave therapy. The beneficial effects of acoustic wave therapy are often experienced after only one or two treatments. The therapy eliminates pain and restores mobility, improving your quality of life. Call today to schedule your appointment, 601-944-5585, or go to acousticwavems.com.
Hello, I'm Gary Jolly from the Tractor Store. LS Tractor understands your passion for the land, and just like you, LS Tractor is committed to excellence and superior products. LS Tractor comes with a long list of standard features that are unmatched by other brands and backed with the LS commitment to provide exceptional customer service and satisfaction. You get a lot more for your money with the LS Tractor. Come to the Tractor Store in Richland to experience the LS difference. The Tractor Store in Richland.
Hi, this is Mark Shapley of M.M. Shapley Steakhouse. This past year, we were fortunate to see many new faces and reacquaint with old friends, and I believe I know why. Being from the Mississippi Delta, we learned how to entertain while creating a comfortable home environment, and that's M.M. Shapley's specialty. M.M. Shapley's is your place for award-winning steaks and homemade tamales. M.M. Shapley's, real, authentic, welcoming, fine dining. For reservations, visit mmshapleys.com or call 601-957-8000.
In the metro area, the houses talk.
Hey, Jan, how's it going today?
Hey, Barney.
You're not sold yet?
No, my shutters need replacing, my floors need unbuckling, my boudoirs need updating.
Well, my person called Will White with the price, and Will White said the price was right. No updating, no nothing. I'm sold as of tomorrow.
Call Will White. He buys houses. 601-401-4323. 601-401-4323. Or online at homebuyersms.com.
Get ready to laugh.
I hear somebody yelling across the parking lot. Chad Prather, is that you?
Chad Prather here. I want to invite you to join me in Forest, Mississippi. Am I Crazy Comedy Tour is coming to town May 27th. We're going to be at the Scott County Forest Convention Center. Cole Ford's going to be there.
My life, my life is perfect. My truck, my car, all works.
Ira Dean's going to join us as well. Get your tickets now at watchchad.com, May 27th. Forest, Mississippi. Get your tickets at watchchad.com. We'll see you there.
I'm Kelly Bennett, and you're listening to Super Talk Mississippi News. All remaining restrictions at Mississippi casinos will be lifted on Friday at 5 o'clock. That includes the mask mandate that had been in place for visitors and employees, and capacity had been capped at 75% since early March. 161 new cases of COVID are being reported today. Mississippi has identified over 350 variant cases with 8 deaths. 73% of Mississippians plan to get the vaccination. Dr. Victor Sutton says that varies by race.
Asian Mississippians intended at an 80% level. White intended to take the vaccine around at an 80% level. American Indians around 66%. Latino, Latinx around 61%. And African Americans around 56%.
78% of men intend to take the shot. That number drops to 68% for women. For more information, find us online at supertalk.fm. I'm Kelly Bennett.
When you listen to Super Talk, you hear our team working for you.
Great information.
Drilling down and getting to the core of the issues that impact you.
They give you like the information you need to know.
Super Talk Mississippi.
Hey, it's Richard Cross from Sports Talk Mississippi. Join us every day for the College Football Fix driven by Ford. Ford builds the SUVs and trucks of the future for everyone, like Explorer and Expedition. These SUVs are built to command the road. And the 2021 Ford F-150, smart, tough, and built to get the job done. Because the vehicles of the future aren't built for a few, they are built for America. Drive one at your local Mississippi Ford dealer today, and don't miss the College Football Fix driven by Ford.
Visit Ridgeland presents the Art, Wine, and Wheels weekend, April 30th through May 2nd at the Renaissance at Colony Park. Events include Ridgeland Fine Arts Festival, Natchez Trace Century Ride, and a Friday night April 30th kickoff party. Visit ArtWineAndWheels.com. Follow Visit Ridgeland on Facebook. Hashtag Visit MS Responsibly.
From the coast to the Delta and all points in between, the stories of your Mississippi, all 82 counties, are heard here. With Super Talk Mississippi News, what happens? Why does it happen? And how will it affect you, your family, and your bottom line? From the capital to your county, we bring you the most important stories from all across the state. Stay here and stay informed. Super Talk Mississippi News, online at supertalk.fm. In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Here we go. Rolling down a Mississippi Minute, continuing that thought, go to visitmississippi.org. So many wonderful things, museums, the golf, the hunting, the fishing, just the walking, the soaking it all in, the culture, the art, the culinary, it's all here. Check it out. Also, you're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, so keep your area pristine and keep our land glorious. It's a beautiful thing. I've got my pal Billy Wood, met him years ago in Palm Springs at the Frank Sinatra. We became fast friends, like I said in the intro, and I'm very fast friends. But with that said, we're digging into this MS, and you're 5 to 7 years in, my calculations. How much did you want, in the rearview mirror right now, listening to how much you know now, how much did you want to know when you were in the middle of the storm?
Everybody wants to know something different. My personality is take it as it comes. I didn't want to hear or read about the potential horror stories. I just said, whatever comes is going to be dealt with. You know, that was the personality that I inherited genetically, was raised around. So I got to be honest, I didn't read a whole lot about what it could be. I did read about treatments and options. I got into bee venom therapy. For 6 months, I was stinging myself with honeybees. Wow. Up to 50 every other day, you know, trying to find something that would help. I changed my diet. I tried to reduce stress in my life. You know, I've mentioned my father on a couple of occasions. When I finally had to get into a scooter in order to remain employed or gainfully employed and continue my career and support my family, my father said, just remember, son, we had a president run the country from a wheelchair. Now, I wasn't a big history fan. I wasn't big, you know, but I did realize who he was talking about, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and his dealing with polio. But that was encouraging. It wasn't like, okay, so you're going to be in that, all right, give up, quit, go home, you know, just accept it. And I have to share with you this other one, because it tells you a little bit about my personality. And to answer your question, when I was in college, Denise made a poster for me, a collage to hang in my dormitory room. Well, in the collage is a cartoon, and there's a cartoon of this man walking into the gates of hell. I mean, it's labeled the gates of hell, and there's a guy's walking in, and he's got this thing under his arm, a big box under his arm.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a tag hanging from the box, and it says air conditioner. And she says, that's you, okay? You're going to, you just manage to be comfortable everywhere. Yeah. And
I see it.
And that's, it's a gift. I wish I could give it to others. I'm trying to at least offer hope to as many people as I can to look on the bright side. When you show up someplace, show up with a smile. Everybody's got a problem.
But when I met you, it was after all of this. So you had plenty of reason to smile. So I didn't want you go through the process of being in a wheelchair. So as this disease, your MS, progresses. Well, first of all, you know, it's funny. I bring up the knowledge part and how much you wanted to know. You know, hindsight always has a wealth of knowledge that comes with it. So as you look back, you sound like you know so much scientifically, and you break it down so nicely. But I'm just trying to understand how much you wanted to know as it was happening. But you've answered that question for me. But take me now, get me to when you can't walk. So you're coming down the mountain, It's happening periodically, and your legs are giving out, and then take me there.
So there comes a time when the left, it's the right leg, then it's the right leg gets better, now it's the left leg, and the left leg stays, but it doesn't get as well as the right leg did. So it's like you're going up a flight of stairs and you get knocked down. And when you get up, you only go up three quarters of a flight of stairs. Mm-hmm. And you stay there for a while, you get knocked down. So they refer to it as progressive degenerative. So every time it gets worse, it doesn't get 100% better. Mm. I get to the point where I'm exhausted when I get someplace. And I had read, you know, you save your energy to do what it is you wanted to do when you got there. Don't spend it getting there. And I allowed myself to get a scooter. And it wasn't an easy move. I bought a scooter. The company bought the scooter for me. And I put it in the trunk of the car and I take it out. Now I have to get comfortable with it. I have to learn how to drive it and get comfortable. And I take it out. I go for a ride. I'm sorry.
No. I know. This is what I went through when you were telling me for the first time. I can only imagine it never becomes anything but emotional, knowing what you went through and going back to that moment.
I'm in this scooter in a strange neighborhood. I went out of town to practice, and I'm crossing the street, and I'm in the middle of the street in the scooter, and somebody beeps the horn. And I look over, and it's one of my industry companions, not competitors, but, we work in the same industry, and I see him all the time. And here I am sitting in this scooter. I get across the street, I sat there, and I cried.
Yeah. So no one knew? I mean,
And then I made it my friend.
Yeah.
Okay?
So that's when you started to be stricken. Can I use that word? Because you were, right?
Yes, you can. Yeah, you know. And that's when it was affecting me the most noticeably. And, I had trouble lifting my right foot and putting it on the brake of the car. And so I got hand controls, too, just so my passengers wouldn't have to be praying all the time.
Yeah.
You know, I had to make the scooter my friend. And I had a bumper sticker made for my scooter, and it said, "My other car is a cane."
Oh my God.
And I had that put on the back on the back of my seat because there's a cane holder. And I did it for a couple of reasons. Number one, I wanted everybody to know that we had now become friends, mm-hmm. me and the scooter.
Right.
And not to be surprised if the scooter stopped and I stood up, you know. And I tried to use the cane as much as I could. You know, there's, I could talk forever about the subject, and time is against us.
Right. But, that's okay. Keep going. I mean, it's so interesting because, I mean, I want to ask you where you mentally were looking back. You know, obviously it's emotional, but like with your family, being knowing that you, okay, wait a minute, I have to provide for my family. Did it affect work? Did I have to provide? I have to be a husband. I have to be a father. I have to be a friend. I mean, all that comes into play. You were playing golf at the time. I mean, that obviously gets sidetracked. So what, you know, where were you mentally looking back?
For the first 10 years, the only people that knew I had MS were my wife, my father, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, and my doctor.
Wow.
My in-laws, the kids, my brother-in-law, sister-in-law, or sister-in-laws, my sister, my brother. My father was sworn to secrecy. You know, my in-laws were sworn to secrecy. I was so afraid of losing the opportunity to provide for my family the way I had dreamed of or envisioned, maybe is a better word. But, you know, I had ideas of how things should be and how I wanted them to be for myself and my family, my wife and my son. And so we kept it. I didn't tell my son, you know, when I would go into the hospital, he just thought I was on, you know, away on business. And, you know, that was, if there was stress in the whole process, that was the stressful part, was keeping it a secret. I was fortunate that my boss was 3,000 miles away in Connecticut. I was fortunate that I saw him once, maybe twice a year. And I was lucky that when I did, I was made sure I was, performing optimally. I mean, I can remember sitting at my desk when I would go into the office and waiting for everyone to leave before I could get up and go to the bathroom, you know, because I was afraid I might stumble or trip.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Anyway, but that was as much stress, I guess, as there was, and it wasn't kind necessarily to my family to put that stress on them. But I thank them for their support for sure. I know it was tough on my wife, and it was difficult not being able to do the things I wanted to do with my son. I encouraged him to do everything he possibly could, and but I missed out on being able to do it with him. As opposed to, I was able to at least appreciate watching him do it.
Right. I'm Steve Azar with my pal Billy Wood in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org is the place to go on our break. Check it out. Trust me. We'll be right back.
I'm still trying to find.
Hey, folks, it's Steve Azar. And my friends at Guaranty Bank are excited to introduce contactless debit cards. These contactless debit cards can make checking out quick and easy. The tap-and-go process is quicker than inserting a chip card and way faster than using cash. How do you get your new contactless card? Well, it'll automatically be mailed to you when your debit card expires, or you can contact your local branch. Go to gbtonline.com to find out more. Guaranty Bank, member FDIC.
Realtors and homeowners, listen up. When it's time to buy, sell, or most importantly, move, that's when you call Two Men in a Truck. Let us take the worry out of moving so you can focus on what's important. Visit twomeninatruck.com.
This is Brent Calloway. Since 1954, Calloway's has been family-owned and operated. Located in Glutstadt, just south of Germantown High. Calloway's has everything you need to make your yard and garden beautiful. From trees, shrubs, and color plants to bulk soils for delivery and pickup. Calloway's has special pricing on outdoor patio furniture with all the new 2021 collections in stock and arriving. A farmer's market is open, full of fresh fruits, vegetables, and local honey, and the best tomatoes in town. Calloway's will have farm fresh produce 7 days a week. Callaway's offers bulk soils for delivery and pickup. We also offer landscaping. Our designers, Clinton Streeter and Corey Castle, can design and install your landscape from a small job to a total transformation. Just give us a call to discuss your landscaping needs. Visit Callaway's in Gladstadt on Calhoun Station Parkway, south of Germantown High.
Callaway's is everything for home and garden. That's what Callaway's is.
At Fillmore Buick GMC, we strive to make buying your next vehicle easy and take care of you long after you drive off the lot. That means upfront and honest pricing, doing everything we can to make the time you spend in the dealership as short or as long as you need. It means we understand that purchasing a vehicle is more than just a transaction for you. We want you to enjoy the experience as much as we appreciate your business. Find your next Buick GMC or pre-owned vehicle at FillmoreBuickGMC.com. Fillmore Buick GMC. You drive everything we do.
Are you looking for a great new career? Ace Bold and Screw is looking to hire quality folks. Ace Bold offers great benefits and has been around for 50 years. If you are looking for a great career, call Human Resources at 601-355-3448. That's 601-355-3448.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Celebrating our 40th anniversary at Cock of the Walk. Voted the best catfish in Mississippi with our grilled or fried catfish along with greens, coleslaw, and a skillet of our homemade cornbread. With locations on the Reservoir, Pocahontas, and 1 mile from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee.
Catfish, hush puppies, and fried dill pickles. For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
I like chicken.
I like fish.
I like hush puppies.
I love it. Catfish is excellent.
For a flipping good time, come down to Cock of the Walk.
Pool tables, ping pong, poker, classic arcades, football, sports decor, even kitchen and bar stools. You'll find it all at Game Room Gallery. Game Room Gallery has plenty to choose from during this time you're at home to help make many more memories with your family, with specials on classic arcades and pool sticks, too. Let Game Room Gallery bring excitement to any room in your home. Game Room Gallery, Ridgewood Road, just north of County Line. For more, call 601-853-7777. That's 601-853-7777. Online at gameroom-gallery.com.
AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about the COVID-19 vaccines and the distribution plans in Mississippi. Just visit aarp.org/MSvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Mississippi, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/MSvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Their news team covers the Magnolia State like Super Talk Mississippi News, on air with reports every hour and breaking news as it happens. Your news all the time, on air and online at supertalk.fm.
In a Mississippi Minute with Steve Azar, right here on Super Talk Mississippi.
I'm Steve Azar. You're back in a Mississippi Minute with my pal Billy Wood. Met years ago at the Frank Sinatra. Survivor beyond belief of MS. And we are really getting into the final stages of when he can all of a sudden walk again. Unbelievable. Just an unbelievable story to me. A story of prayer, a story of hope, and just determination. And a man that just had great spirit his whole life, paying dividends like it should. You're in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio. Visit Mississippi.org. You better believe it. With that said, time is of essence. So how long are you in the wheelchair and what happened?
I was in the chair between 15 and 18 years. And to be honest with you, and I hate to use that phrase because that throws... Anyway, reality is 8 months ago, I took the scooter lift out of my van because I hadn't used it in 4 or 5 years or 6 years or 8 years. I finally took the scooter lift out of my van. So I spent about 12 between, I normally say 18 years in and out of the wheelchair or the scooter. And then I met Angelo. God bless him. We're down in the desert. And for those that don't know Angelo Lucchese.
Angelo Lucchese.
He only had one arm, and I was in my scooter at the time when he and I met. And so we sort of bonded with each other. And I mean, we became very close. And if of all the people I've known in the world, this is the one that was as close to God as I think I'll ever find on earth. Mm. And you just stood around him and you could feel it. You know, there was just a calmness, an aura. There's something around Angelo. And it was amazing. And he used to tell me he was praying for me all the time. God bless him. I miss him dearly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it sounds like he was just so pivotal in your life. And I know we're not going to be able to dig into how pivotal, because this Mississippi Minute is coming to an end. But the bottom line is this. So many people were praying for you. So many people were pulling for you. Even though you hid it from so many people, it was amazing. But when you got up, I know it wasn't like, okay, I got up. I mean, the reality is you have to get yourself in shape to be able to go further and further and all that. But the bottom line is, when I met you, it looked like you were as light-footed as Fred Astaire. And I can tell you that. I mean, so that's the one I knew. So when you told me the story, I was like, no way. There's just no way. You know, but there is a way, and you're the way. And I can't thank you enough for taking the time to share your story.
I thank you for the opportunity to share the gift of hope with anyone that's listening. I tell people all the time, you know, listen, if you're not praying for me, just don't bet against me. You know, I don't want you to lose. You know, it's amazing what faith, hope, the looking forward to tomorrow, what that'll do for the human being.
Right.
And if I can close with a thought.
Yeah,
okay?
Please.
When I used to drive into a meeting or a room, and let's say there's 50 people in the room, they see me come in, and here he's in a scooter, you know, he's got a problem. The reality is everyone in the room is dealing with something. Diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, the loss of a loved one, everybody's got something they're dealing with. Some are more obvious than others, and the more everybody realizes we're all the same, the easier and the better life is for everyone.
Right. Right. I mean, you know, during this last year, you think about it, we've all been in the same boat, basically. I mean, we've all been traveling together for the first time on a journey of uncertainty and just, you know, it's been tough on a lot of people. I mean, like most of the people in the world, it's been tough on. So it's the first time in my time that there's not only you're dealing with every other aspect and issue that you're dealing with already, you know, and the concerns and worries that you have, but now you've got COVID on top of it. You know, you got a pandemic on top of it. So it hadn't been easy for everybody, but we're getting through it. And you're a blessing as a friend, and you're an inspiration as a friend. Billy Wood, folks.
I've had both my shots.
I know. Well, by the time you see me, we would have been double shot as well. So we'll be ready to roll. So hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for taking the time. You've been in the Keep Mississippi Beautiful studio, Billy. I hope you can feel it and sense it. You're going to go to visit Mississippi.org and check out all things I've been talking about during this show. Blessings, everybody. Billy, thanks, pal. You have been in a Mississippi Minute, and now you're...
God bless you.
God bless you.
I'm Steve Azar. In a Mississippi Minute, all 60 of them, where you can take your sweet time.
Mississippi News doesn't sleep, and neither do we. At supertalk.fm, you get news from all over the state. From stories to keep you safe, to legislation that could affect your bank account, to weather reports to help you better plan your weekend. Plus, find in-depth interviews with the newsmakers in the Supertalk podcast archives. And everything Mississippi sports. Your Mississippi News. All the time, on air and online. At supertalk.fm.
A Supertalk Mississippi media production.